Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, welcome to Self-Talk Experience family, Darnell and...
I am Tracy Self. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. I'm so glad to be here today.
Yes, we're traveling again to an undisclosed location for someone's birthday.
Why is it undisclosed?
Because we didn't say.
But by the time I see this, we won't be here anymore.
Okay. Anyway, you all can say happy birthday in the comments to this one. She is now...
Don't.
Older. You're older.
Oh, my God. Actually, I'm not a big person that cares much about age. I turned 54.
Yes.
And I'm very proud and happy to be 54.
Yes, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, listen, Self-Talk Experience family, we're so excited about this particular episode. And for those who've just joined us and started becoming amazing audience members of the Self-Talk Experience podcast, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your comments and your shares and your likes and all the wonderful things that you guys have been saying in the comments, especially on our YouTube channel. We certainly appreciate that. Go ahead and refer us to some other people you think could say some better things to themselves about themselves. That way they can attract different things for themselves. And that's our responsibility, right? It's our responsibility to let people know about good things or things that we find that are helpful to us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're excited. We do this seasonally, just so that you know. So we're into the end of
March.
That we'll be doing this season and then take a 3-month break, give folks an opportunity to go back and replay and and watch or listen to some of the other podcasts that you may have missed so that we're all saying better things about ourselves. I'm telling you, individually, when we say things about ourselves and we're connected to someone who's also saying better things about themselves, man, that's when 1+1=5. That's when that synergistic explosion happens and good things happen all around you because everyone around you looks at things differently because of the responsibility they take for themselves.
We talk about that all the time. It's not easy to be around people who aren't like-minded.
Yeah.
It's so challenging.
Yeah.
So it just makes life so much easier and brighter when you can be around people who think like you and have same goals.
Yeah. And who hold you accountable for what you say you want. Right? If someone's like, hey, it is what it is, I'm not really trying to do anything different than what I've already done. You know, honestly, I'm just chilling. Then that's different than someone who says, hey, look, my plan is to dream bigger, to go bigger, to achieve bigger, to give more, to be more, to travel more. Then that means they have to become more.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, they already be doing those things.
Well, yeah, and it's your responsibility as a great friend or a great mentor or a great parent or auntie or uncle or grandparent, right?
Yep.
To encourage them and remind them
of
what their goals are, right?
Yep, exactly. And to take accountability, which we're going to talk about today, because one of the things that I really appreciate being married to this one is that you're not shy when it comes to holding me accountable for my actions. And if there are things I could be doing better, I want to know them.
Well, you know what's funny? So the word accountability was never my favorite word because that meant I had to look at myself. So it's very easy to try to hold someone else accountable and, you know, point out their flaws and point out what they need to do better. But when you take on that word, you have to take it on wholeheartedly. You can't just take it on a one-sided basis, right? So I used to shy away from that word, but now it's my favorite word because I want to absolutely take accountability and do what I need to do to be the best person I can be, and also to hold the people around me accountable too. So it kind of gives me permission to hold others accountable because I'm doing it for myself.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. No, because you think about how our choices significantly impact the actions and emotions of others.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. So like, let's say someone wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, as they say, and your energy could impact someone else's energy for that day if they're easily influenced by you.
Right.
Right? And so because when you got somebody who you know loves you, and you know that they have your best interest, they're not saying anything because they hate you. You already know they love you. So for us to assume they're saying it because they want what's worse for us means that we doubt the love they have for us.
Right.
So if we're thinking, look, I know this person loves me unconditionally, then we just have to get within ourselves, which is what you just said, get to a place where you take a moment when someone says something that may make you feel a little uncomfortable because they're holding you accountable, but take a second and realize, look, they're saying this because they want what's best for me.
Right.
And they're reminding me of the best version that I have said I wanted to become. Mm-hmm. So now I have to take a second and say, thank you. Thank you. I did say that.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I remember vocalizing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided to change my dreams. So if I no longer want that dream, then I have to actually have to vocalize that so that you're not holding me accountable for the dream I once said. So if I've lowered my assignment,
mm-hmm.
I can't expect for you to automatically know that. So what you're speaking into me is the assignment, is the dream that I've once vocalized to you. So if that's changed, and I need to say that, because otherwise you're holding me accountable for something I no longer want or have decided to shift in this season.
But that's good, babe, because not only are you doing that, but you actually said, you said thank you.
Yeah.
So you acknowledging and taking accountability, but also being vulnerable enough to actually say thank you for saying that to
me.
Not just taking it, but actually sincerely appreciating
that it's a big
you
deal.
You care enough about me. That's hard. It's one thing to accept it, but it's another thing to actually be gracious enough to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for wanting me to be better.
Yeah.
And in doing that, also, we have to, I say this all the time, you also have to be very intentional and thoughtful about how you deliver the message to someone,
mm-hmm.
because you do love them and you do want the best for them. But oftentimes how we verbalize it doesn't come across that way.
Mm.
So you can, you can't make someone feel away, but someone can take on the feeling of, I thought you cared about me.
Yeah.
So why would you say it to me like that?
Right.
And that happens a lot. And sometimes with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I may be in a mood or you could be in a mood and I say something. And instead of saying, I mean, why would you say it to me like that? Sometimes we both have to check. We take a second and say, what's wrong with you today? You talking to me like that? So the other person can say, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. This is what I meant to say. Because a lot of times that can take you down a whole nother rabbit hole, right?
Right.
The person is like, I'm trying to help you. I want to make you better.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at me? Why are you talking to me like that? Right? So sometimes because you may be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been trying to get something across to somebody like, I know this is not what you need to do. I know. Like, I know it and it's kind of frustrating for you.
Yeah.
But oftentimes we have to just stop for a second and say, how can I say this
mm-hmm.
in a way that would be productive?
Well, that's good self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's good self-talk,
mm-hmm.
right? And remember, you know, self-talk, for those who are newer to our audience, it's all about the things you say to yourself. We say 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
Experts predict we say about 70,000 things to ourselves every single day. Should I wake up now? Should I sleep a little bit longer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Should I go this way? Should I go that way to work? Whatever it is. So it's all these things we're saying constantly, right? And so, no, we don't control all of those, because some of those are subconscious based on the things we think about most. And these things come up. Like, some people think first fear and other people think optimism. They think, oh, my gosh, I'm excited about today. It's something I get to do something new. Someone else says, oh, my gosh, I'm so scared.
Because
I have to do something new. Right. Yeah. So some of that is subconscious based on who we are until we slowly but surely shift those things. And then we start saying different things, which is the reason why we have this podcast, guys, because we know we can shift the things, the habits that subconsciously, the things you start saying to yourself more often, you're going to start to see different actions. And when you have different actions, you'll actually have different results. And when you have different results, you live a different lifestyle.
But you talk about this all the time too. What is in you eventually comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're watching, what you're reading, if it's positive, if it's in you, yeah. it's gonna come out.
Yeah.
So if you have positive self-talk all the time, what you say is gonna come out
yeah.
positively.
Yeah.
Because you're practicing
yep.
it, you're saying it
yep.
so often.
Yep.
You know, because your words have power, and you can say to me, you always slam the door. My man, I might have slammed the door twice.
Right.
But you're saying you always slam the door.
Right.
Instead of saying, you don't usually slam the door. Can you not do that?
Right. Or is it?
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything okay?
Exactly.
Right? So no, go.
You no,
go.
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, so look, one of the things I found is helpful for me when I'm communicating to myself and communicating to others is to ask myself questions. Otherwise, it comes across as accusatory. Like, why'd you do, see, it comes across, you know, I don't understand why. That's different than, is everything okay?
Yeah.
That line of questioning is different than, why are you always blessed? The absolute thing.
Oh,
always,
my gosh.
Never.
I was gonna say you don't like absolutes at all.
No, I'm like, is that never? Is that always? Because that sounds like it's
every
like,
single time.
Right, exactly. So, but I ask myself these questions. I'm like, T, why is it that you're not doing what you need to do? Like, these are all questions I ask myself so that mm-hmm. I can figure out like what's holding me back. Because once you figure that out, once you figure out what barriers are holding you back, you make different decisions. And really what I want to talk about in the last few minutes of this podcast today is that, because we're talking about accountability,
right.
you know, awareness, responsibility.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I wanted to get to today on this episode was how all actions have a reaction.
Okay.
Right? And this has everything to do with what we're talking about, which is accountability, awareness, responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so all actions, so we're responsible for the choices we make,
mm-hmm.
and the choices we make have an impact on the emotional well-being of others, the reactions that sometimes we don't like,
right.
but it causes us, if you have a right self, the right self-talk, it causes us to say, what role did I take in that action that could have caused a different reaction? We honestly oftentimes get upset about a reaction from a person
right.
or a situation. But most times we don't take a step back and say,
well, what did I do?
What role did I take in that action that caused that reaction?
Hmm.
Listen, we're not saying that that person's reaction was right. That's not what we're saying. We're saying if we learn how to take responsibilities on our part in the action that caused the reaction, then we can actually be better and we can get different reactions in life.
Well, yeah, because oftentimes I'll say, why would they do that? I can't believe they did that.
Right.
Why are we here? What's happening?
Right.
Well, why is it happening?
Right.
Right.
Right. That's exactly right.
I'm asking myself the question about someone else in a situation, but you're saying after you ask that question, then you have to turn back.
Yep. So, watch this. We have little control of the reaction.
Okay.
Of others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ours, yes. Of others.
Yeah.
But we have complete control of the choices and actions that we made. I'm gonna give you an example. So when I was little, someone stole a bike off of my steps. And it was like a little Huffy Pro Thunder, I'm aging myself, like a little dirt bike back in the day. The reaction, someone stole my bike. The action, I left my bike outside all day.
So if you didn't do that, that would have never happened.
So I take a look at, okay, the reaction I didn't like, but in the action I can change.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the choice. Mm-hmm. So I learned, we got the bike back, by the way, but I won't tell that story.
Yeah, you should tell the story about how you got your bike back. That's so funny.
I'm the only child, and my mom's, you know, my mom was raising me at the time, and my mom was like, my mom is very...
gangster. She is.
She was like, oh, we're going to ride around the neighborhood. I'm like, no, please. We riding in a hatchback Nissan, and she's like, oh, we riding around gang. She leaning, and she's like, we're going in a different cul-de-sacs. And
she was going to find your bike.
She going to find his bike. And I'm like, I'd rather somebody steal the bike and never find it than have my mom go pull up on somebody and these guys, and I got to live in this neighborhood and get my bike back. So sure enough, we saw these guys in one of the cul-de-sacs in our neighborhood. And she was like, that's your bike right there, isn't it? I said, I don't know. It doesn't look like it. It was. But I was like, no. She rolled up on him.
But didn't you say he had already, like, changed up the bike?
Well, yeah, that we got out. He had changed the handlebars the opposite way. Took the little fender things off of it. He had, you know, put the seat up high. It was like, it looked different, right? And so she was like, you took that bike off our porch. And he was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, that's our bike. I want it back on my porch. By this evening.
Where were you standing at this point? Were you
like right outside right the there? Car right near the yeah, she walked up on him and I'm like,
you stay back?
No, I was well, yeah, because she like ran up on him. She's like, that's my son's bike, right? And put her hand on the handlebars. And she was like, I want you to fix it back to where it was. I need it on the porch this evening.
I love this
and he
story.
He was like, yeah, yes, ma'am. He didn't even, he was like, yeah, yes, ma'am. She cause she said it like, isn't that an option? My point is, I never left my bike outside. Even though the reaction wasn't, you know, the reaction, I can't really take responsibility for.
And you got your bike back.
I got my bike back. But here's my point. My action, I could change. This is I'm using a crazy, funny story.
Sure.
But this is in every area of life. Sometimes I'm like, why would they react that way? Then I have to ask myself, man, could my actions, could they have been different? Do I take some responsibility on what caused? If I ran late, and yes, I had to go, let's say, go visit a sick aunt. And the way they reacted when I showed up late, I thought could have been more sensitive and more, maybe showed some empathy because my aunt was sick. But then I have to ask myself, could I have adjusted my calendar and showed up earlier to bring my aunt to soup?
I get that, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I mean. This is tough,
that's
but it's self-talk.
That's hard to do, though, because yes. You don't think about that in
so,
those moments, right?
But hopefully, because people watch this episode, babe, when we have a reaction that's unfavorable,
uh-huh.
We start looking within and say, okay, even though that reaction, in my opinion, I would have never reacted like that. I would have never. But what responsibility can I take on my action that caused every action? And can I make an adjustment? Not to change that particular situation, because that situation is what it is. And maybe you can walk through that and talk through that and maybe get to a place where there's an understanding. Hey, look. You know, I understand I was late.
That's
but
what I was
going to
say.
Right.
In a lot of instances, sometimes things fester.
Yeah.
And you'll look up and it's 5 years and like, I just can't believe they were so insensitive.
Yeah.
And you don't get that time back with that person. So trying to talk things through in the moment, or at least close to the moment.
Yeah.
And not waiting so long.
Yeah. And that's listen, guys, there's some books we could refer on that one, because we're talking about your responsibility with the self-talk. Because again, that's a whole another conversation, quite frankly, on how to build healthy relationships.
Okay.
And it's a good conversation that we can have. We're saying your choices, your responsibilities, your actions, your awareness, right? The accountability you want to have. Because if you put all the focus on other people, it'll mess you up. Like, I don't understand why they would do that. I would never do that. I wouldn't, right? But you can change you.
Yes.
And that's what the self-talk experience is about.
Yes.
How do you become a better version of you? So when people do say the things you would never say and do the things you would never do and react in ways you would never react, instead of us putting all our focus on that, which can mess up our day, trying to control someone's actions, we put the focus on us and say, how do I receive it so that my day isn't ruined? How do I receive it so that the next time it may not happen at all because we changed our action, so we got a different reaction.
That's good, babe.
Man.
That's really good.
So, guys, let's just consider it, right? And again, this is not to forgive and forget the reactions of others when they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is to say, if you are a forgiving person, then we won't let that bother us, number one, as much. Two, we take responsibility on what maybe I could do so that I won't get that same reaction. And three, understand that when good people around you who are also growing in their own positive self-talk.
Who love you. Mm-hmm.
It's easier to receive it and to say thank you. But sometimes, depending on the situation, you have to take a second and say, give me a second on that one. Like, it's okay to say, can I have a second on that one? That's better than reacting in a way that you're like, man, I know you want what's best for me, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have reacted that way. But sometimes just ask for the second and say thank you for your willingness to even hold me accountable on what I know I said. And I'm going to get back with you on that one.
I love that. And I just love this podcast because it makes me better every time. And I've grown so much since the first episode.
Yeah, you have. You have. We all
just
have.
Just talking things through.
Yep.
It just makes me better.
Yeah, no, it makes all of us better. Hey, guys, another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Hopefully this helps you out just a little bit in saying different things to yourself about yourself so you can start to attract different things for yourself, right? So we are excited about the next few episodes as we close out this season here in the first quarter of 2025. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Self-Talk Experience.
And if you take something from Darnell, his mom's going to come get it.
I can't believe you made me tell that story. Take care, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.